The following podcast is student-written, produced, and voiced. The opinions and ideas expressed by these students do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff and faculty of Skyline High School or the Granite School District. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
What are we doing? Okay. That was great.
Do you want to start again?
No. Let's no. Start again. That is gold.
No?
That all is right. Comedy all gold right there.
That's how good of singers we are.
We're actually much better singers than that, especially actually, Kate. No, Kate nailed it. Kate nailed it at the concert last
so
night.
So here is the thing, you all may be noticing a certain womanly voice. No, it's not Derek. It happens to be Kate Hales.
Hi, yep. Everyone.
Woo! Woo! It's Kate Hales! Yeah! Yeah!
This
wow, you alright?
Yeah, my head's okay.
Most of her.
No, it's alright.
Okay,
it's my radio debut.
I know, right?
I'm feeling pretty excited.
Alright, before we go, we also
have Derek on the show today.
Yeah, I'm and always Derek. Here. Well, I made this.
We have to introduce everybody.
I know, okay.
Derek.
And Eric Larson.
Yeah, hey!
The lovely Eric Larson right
still
here.
Still single. But today, I'm wearing my newspaper hat that I just made.
It is
really,
a
very
it's really
great
nice,
hat.
Guys. It's really.
I may wear it around school for the rest of the day.
I'd do it, dude.
I'm doing it.
Dude, start a lunch. Be a jet setter. Start that trend,
right.
You know? All right. So, welcome to EagleCast, the third EagleCast. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kate, tell us a little about yourself. Like, what you've been doing and some of the things around school you do.
Well, let's see. What do I do? I go to classes at school. Well, here's a little bit about myself. I'm 18. I have brown hair. And I can hum and whistle at the same time.
Do that. Like, show us.
Can you see some proof in the pudding?
Okay. Like a little bit disturbing, I've heard from other people.
Okay.
Oh, also, I can cross one eye and not the other one. Those are my two real
so
talents.
What's gonna happen is Kate is about to do this all three at the same time.
Okay, ready?
That's
basically it.
Great.
Thank Derek. You.
You should put that on your resume.
Derek, yeah. You should try the humming in whistle.
Do it.
Oh, that was bad.
That was close.
Wait, okay.
No, I can't do it. Oh, you got it.
Basically do it.
You can
do
it.
We'll harmonize. We'll be a bagpipe. Ready?
There we go. Okay.
Wow.
If any of you want to learn how, you can call me
yeah,
up.
Yeah, we're available for lessons.
I have a pretty cheap rate.
This is a very marketable skill, you know.
Very much
very.
So.
Basically, it's got me all the friends I have.
Right. Like, that's why I'm friends with Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Derek.
I don't know. So, you're in the National Homemakers Association?
Oh, okay. It's
so, are you the
future
FA?
Jeez, Derek. Get it right. They take much pride in their name.
What? Yeah.
Basically,
that's like a huge
all
thing.
We take pride in.
That's all they have, their names.
No.
That's all we have.
All right. So what do you do in that club, and if you can just advertise the heck out of it right now.
This is the best club ever.
False.
Once upon a time, Eric, it really
Downer.
Is. Though. Once upon a time, aka last year, my friends and I were sitting in the assembly, and it was like, happy 50-year birthday.
50-year birthday,
dear Skyline. And they showed a slideshow, and I was like, what club is that? All these, like, cute ladies in the 60s are like in their club.
Yeah.
And it was the Future Homemakers of America. And I turned to my friend Maddie Allen and I said, we're starting that club at Skyline. Actually, we're restarting it.
No.
So,
bringing it back.
Last year, Maddie Allen, Megan Tierlink, and I all were co-presidents. And I'm the founder of this club at Skyline. And this year, it has returned. I'm not a president this year, but it's still awesome.
The cut.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of got kicked
voted,
out. Just kidding.
Voted off the island.
She got
no.
impeached.
Simon didn't like her performance, you know? It's like,
that was
just
literally
wasn't.
The worst.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
right.
He hasn't been on that show forever.
That's all right.
I know, right?
Well, it's better. It's better than any talent search show. But, okay, so we do sweet projects. Like, we do a bake sale every year and around Halloween, so we do Halloween treats. And then we do service projects. So last year, some of our service projects included tying fleece blankets and primary children's. And then we made...
for the kitties.
Exactly. And then we made Valentine's cards for them. And then we also do fun activities for us, like egg decorating for Easter or...
Easter's. Such a quotable movie. That is the most quotable movie of all time. Easter's.
Did you not tell him they were the Lord's chips?
Senor. That's a good movie. Well, so my brother showed me Nacho Libre for the first time. I'd never even heard of it.
Yeah.
We woke up at 6:30 in the morning and watched it. It's
the perfect time to
watch it. Yeah. Because my whole house was, like, just fast asleep. And it was just me and my brother. And we're just sitting in there just, like, dying. So then we showed my mom. It's her favorite movie. It's so funny.
It's perfect.
Like, I could not even have imagined Mama Hales liking that movie.
Mama Hales.
She loves it. She loves it. It's so funny.
Mama Hales.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Anyway, back to Future Homemakers of America. Right. It's the best club ever, and you should join. Just contact me or
Kate's
Maddie.
Not biased or anything.
I'm really not. It truly is the best club ever.
Yeah.
You get to eat good food.
No, I believe it.
Oh, I bet.
And I've heard, this isn't the case for me, but I've heard from the guys in the club, the girl-to-guy ratio is pretty favorable for them.
Here's the deal. If you want to talk about guy-to-girl ratio, join theater, because... it's at least 5 ladies for every dude.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Eric just gets smothered every day.
I really do. Yes. Everybody has problems.
And hormones.
That's one of mine.
Yeah.
You know, you can't control the ladies.
No.
One of my problems.
I envy you so much.
I can tell. No, what?
Okay. Just kidding.
Okay, one of my problems is trying to fix this spring.
Oh, yeah.
So, Kate broke the stapler.
I was trying to make a hat.
Don't listen to her. She broke the stapler. I was making my hat.
No, I was stapling.
And I stapled it, like, 3 times. And she's like, gah, break.
I was trying
exactly
to, I was
like that.
Enthusiastically stapling. I accidentally broke the spring, and I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't have another stapler to give to Mr. Capti.
And she doesn't even know him.
Yeah.
It's going to be really
And Capti doesn't even know yet as we're recording this.
He doesn't. Maybe he's like listening at the door and he's like,
yo, Capti, we broke your stapler.
Well, I'll tell him and I'll apologize and I'll buy him a new one and bring it tomorrow.
So, Kate.
So, Eric.
You being Kate. You have an amazing singing voice.
She does.
That's very nice of you.
She's great.
She does.
And last night she had, not her debut, but she performed with the Skyline Jazz Band.
Yes.
And at our performance last night, I was there. I was playing that.
Derek was playing the
I was playing
big trombone.
Yeah, I play the trombone. It's pretty rad. It's rad.
It's rad.
It's rad.
It's rad.
Well, okay. It's pretty cool. It's like my second choice for brass instruments of what I would play.
Oh, what's first?
Trumpet.
French horn.
Oh.
I want to play the horn.
My little bro plays that, and it is pretty great.
That's all I asked for Christmas.
For a French horn?
For a French horn, but then my mom told me to ask for other stuff.
That's like singing lessons.
That'd be seriously. Nice.
That's what because she needs them so bad.
I know. Oh, the humanity.
Right. Speaking of singing, tomorrow night, the choir, all the choirs,
and the orchestra,
but
that doesn't have to do
as of recording this Wednesday.
Yes, it is Wednesday.
Yes.
So tomorrow,
Thursday,
which is Thursday the
12th. Oh, it's my brother's birthday.
12th.
You're just tomorrow's now realizing 12th. This? Just like, ooh, I should get something.
So, there's... every single choir at Skyline and the orchestra is singing tomorrow. It's really beautiful. We had a practice this morning at 6:45.
It was so early.
It was great.
Well,
I'm in the orchestra, by the way. I'm actually not in choir.
She is.
I actually don't sing.
She also plays a mean viola.
Such a liar. It is pretty rude.
It's so mean to me.
It is rude viola.
She's like...
it gives me blisters and...
she's just an all-around talented person, so...
there you go.
That's great.
I don't know about that, but...
hey! So... was it last time or the first time?
What do you mean?
First podcast. Me and Derek talked about being in West Side Story together.
Oh, it was the first.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Because you talked about spray tans, and yeah. I was like, Derek, you have no idea. I had to wear a wig.
Kate was also in West Side Story with
us. Yeah. She was Maria.
Maria.
Maria, Maria, Maria.
That funny fact,
yeah.
The boy that Kate had to kiss like 3 or 4 times, his
like
name?
Like 7 or 8.
Eric.
Eric.
Oh, was that you? Were you in disguise,
Sadly,
Eric?
Sadly, it wasn't me.
Oh.
You know, the jealousy there is pretty real.
Sorry about that.
But, you
sorry,
know.
Eric.
And then I was like, maybe Kate will try out for the next show, and then I'll get my chance. And then she didn't. So
we're all mad at you, Kate.
My life is crushed.
Just like a grape.
I was actually in the show. You just didn't know. I was in the pit.
She's downstairs in the pit.
That's all.
In the pit. Oh, despair.
Don't even try.
Bye, boys. Have fun storming the castle.
You think it'll work?
It'll take a miracle.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Billy Crystal, man. That's so what an actor.
Cup-a-day, cup-a-day, cup-a-day.
Cup-a-day, cup-a-day, cup-a-day. You're a witch.
Lee.
You're
I'm
a witch.
I'm your
wife.
Leave, leave, or I'll call the Brute Squad.
I am the Brute Squad.
You are the Brute Squad.
That's what it is.
Wait, physics check his memory. Oh, you mean this gate key.
Made of jog didn't do hard. Fazy group his arms off.
What? This gate key.
So, for those of you that aren't educated, it's the Princess Bride.
That was probably just a stream of unintelligible...
You probably
just,
can't
goodness,
understand
amazingness.
Any of that. Okay, so... I think we can all agree here that the best lines from that movie are delivered by Fezzik.
Oh, yes.
Anybody want to be next?
Exactly what I'm talking about. No more rhymes! I mean it!
Anybody want a peanut?
Ah! Okay.
It's the best. You Do you think there are rocks ahead? If there are,
we'll
all be dead.
Genius, the writing.
Wait, but sometimes I can't understand him. Like, okay, when he's fighting with the man in black, or the masked man, which is Wesley.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez, Kate, ruined a whole movie that's been out for 30 years.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's fighting with him, and he's, like, beating him against the wall, and he's getting choked, and I can never understand what he's saying. He's like,
He's talking about, because back in his village or whatever, he used to fight, like, big groups of people, and so he's telling him, and he's, like, making an excuse. He's like, I should be winning, but it's weird, because I'm used to fighting, like, 4 or 5 guys instead of just one.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, should that make a difference? Because it'll smash up against the rock.
And then
you use different moves.
Like,
and he's like, yeah, and he's like, you use different moves against different people, and then he, like, passes out. And then another great line, he's like, sleep well and dream of large women. That's great.
That's pretty awesome.
That's great.
All right.
Well, time is almost
up. Yeah, we have we're almost done here, but
yeah, we have
before that,
two more things to talk about.
I'd like to just do a shameless little plug for myself.
Plugs.
Yeah, shameless.
It's plug time, kids.
So, I'm in a band.
Woo!
Big surprise. I'm awesome. It's like, I know. I play trombone in this jazz group.
Trombone.
Yeah.
He already said that on this.
That's the joke.
Ha.
Oh,
but,
missed it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Curtis.
Take off the hat, you don't deserve it.
I'm sorry.
No, it is the hat of shame. Put the hat back on.
All right. I'm in this band called the Crescent Super Band, and it's made up of talented...
Not a full circle, but the Crescent Super Band.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But it's basically made up of very talented musicians from across the Wasatch Front, and... We're coming out with an album. It's called this is like third album.
Third.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's called Don't Look Down, and it's a cover album of a bunch of
it a spoof off Les Mis?
No.
Oh my gosh,
Don't look down.
I was like, what are you even saying?
No, no.
Oh,
don't look
beautiful.
Down. Don't look down.
Don't look down. There's scary stuff down there.
Yeah. I should. No, but it's okay. It's basically a cover album of a bunch of modern songs with a jazz
swing
to them. Like, for example, where
the
you did On
of
Top
Swing
of the World by Imagine Dragons, Gold on the Ceiling by
Girls.
What are you doing?
I hope somebody in the podcast understands what I just said.
You said something about Powerpuff Girls.
Come and talk to me and give me a high five.
All right.
I'm going to give myself a high five.
So, yeah, we did like Black Keys, Maroon 5, just a bunch of really cool stuff.
Black
Beyonce.
Keys? Do you mean like the
Beyonce.
Black Keys?
No, Black Keys. Like, That song. It's a good song, but like,
coming out with an album.
It is. You should talk to me because it is a great album, and it's just talk to me. It helps fund the band, and you're funding arts, local arts. So, woot.
Boom boom.
Sweet.
Also, plug time. I changed my Twitter name today.
Oh, of course you did.
It's still at capital K-I-N-G underscore Ginger Eric with a capital G on Ginger.
Yeah.
But my name changed, so it no longer says Eric Larson when I tweet. It's just capital G-I-N-G-E-R.
Nice. So, you're just the wait, Ginger.
It's just It's just Ginger. So, like, you see my face just and noun. Then capital Ginger, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
So go follow me on Twitter. Tweet at me.
We've already talked about this, and no, he does not.
Okay,
he does not have a soul, Kate.
Kate just joined the group of mean people that I don't like anymore.
All right.
Also, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Guess what time it is?
What time is it, Eric?
Actually, before we do that, guess what day it is?
Wednesday.
Hump day!
I set myself up.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now, guess what time it is?
Time for our sponsor.
I mean, that and it's 11:06.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, we have to hurry.
It's time for the Daily Derek Insult.
I fixed it!
Brought to you by...
the no longer broken stapler.
The no longer broken stapler.
Also, blue construction
paper. Without it, we would all be a little bit more green.
Because the wall behind us is green and there's blue construction paper on it.
That too.
We don't think of anything.
Anyways.
We're not funny.
So, today's Daily Derek Insult.
Wait a second. I'm not a fan of this part of the show every day. It's like, do we really have to insult people?
Yes, we do.
Let's do a daily compliment.
All right. All right.
We'll do a daily compliment
just
today.
Just this once for Kate.
Oh, good. Oh, good. All
right.
All righty. Derek. Yeah. Let me just scoot the mic a little closer to myself today.
All right.
Derek, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you, Eric.
Derek.
Right here.
I just want to tell you something.
Yeah.
Your hair today.
Yeah.
I like how you brushed your hair today.
Ah, dude, that means so much.
Aw, you feel better about it? Like,
I know. Kate, just bringing people together.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. All right, this has
been a pleasure.
This has been EagleCast. We'll be here
next
week.
Love you all. More than friends. You already know this. I love you.
Love you guys. Jimmy Jams,
love
you.
I love you guys a little less than Eric loves you.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Bye.
All right. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's the end. Let's stop.
Yeah.